Our first reading this morning is from Matthew, a portion of chapter 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, where the Lord is teaching many wonderful truths to a large crowd. And we begin with the recitation that we just said. Treasure not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust spoil and where thieves dig through and steal, but treasure up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust spoils, and where thieves do not dig through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. On account of this, I say to you, be not anxious for your soul, what you shall eat and what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the soul more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look intently at the birds of the sky, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his stature? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. And if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not, therefore, anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be arrayed? For all these things do the nations seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added to you. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Heaven and Hell, a portion of passages 487 and 489. Only from a knowledge of correspondences can it be known what spiritual delights everyone's natural delights are changed into after death, and what kind of delights they are. In general, this knowledge teaches that nothing natural can exist without something spiritual corresponding to it. In particular, it teaches what it is that corresponds and what kind of thing it is. Therefore, anyone that has this knowledge can ascertain and know what his own state after death will be, if only he knows what his love is. Those that have loved divine truths and the Word from an interior affection, or from an affection for truth itself, dwell in the other life in light, in elevated places that appear like mountains, where they are continually in the light of heaven. They do not know what darkness is, like that of night here in the world. They also live in spring-like temperature. There are presented to their views fields filled with grain and vineyards. In their houses, everything glows as if from precious stones. And looking through the windows is like looking through pure crystal. Such are the delights of their vision. But these same things are interiorly delightful because of their being correspondences of divine, heavenly things. For the truths from the Word which they have loved correspond to fields of grain, vineyards, precious stones, windows and crystals. Those that have loved knowledges and have thereby cultivated their rational faculty and acquired intelligence and at the same time have acknowledged the divine, these in the other life have their pleasure in knowledges and their rational delight changed into spiritual delight, which is delight in knowing good and truth. They dwell in gardens, where flower beds and grass plots are seen beautifully arranged, with rows of trees round about, and arbors and walks, the trees and the flowers changing from day to day. The entire view imparts delight to their minds in a general way, and the variations in detail continually renew their delight. And as everything there corresponds to something divine, and they are skilled in the knowledge of correspondences, they are constantly filled with new knowledges, and by these their spiritual rational faculty is perfected. Their delights are such because gardens, flower beds, grass plots, and trees correspond to sciences, knowledges, and the resulting intelligence. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.